Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. And today is a different editorial. I'll tell you why. Because I normally do a topic and then I get into the next topic. At times, when I do my second topic, I do address a few queries that were major queries, if there were, in my previous editorial. But this is the first time in my entire career that I am doing the second editorial based on the queries of my first editorial. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. You see, yesterday I spoke about electoral bonds, and yesterday I spoke about a senior advocate who went out and wrote a letter to the President of India asking the President of India to ensure that the electoral bond verdict of the court not enforced, because that would take away the privacy of the donors. That would be wrong. And we maintained that, listen, end of the day, every Indian needs to know who is funding which political party and how much, because that's part of being a democracy. Now, a lot of you all asked me a lot of questions, and a lot of them are pertaining, very, very, very valid questions. What I want to do is I want to respect those questions and answer those questions. And that's what I'm going to do on my today's editorial. I've got one more topic to discuss with you. The Maharashtra State Bank of India Employees Federation has asked for the resignation of their chairman, Mr. Dinesh Khera. They said that Mr. Dinesh Khera, by not offering to disclose the electoral bond data to the Supreme Court, has brought disrepute to their bank. Let's talk about that too. Let's get right into the show. The Maharashtra State Bank of India Employees Federation has asked that their chairman, Mr. Dinesh Khera, should resign. You see, the federation says that, you see, this chairman, he was supposed to retire, but he was given an extension. Now, that's not the problem. The problem is they feel that by asking for extension on the electoral bond data, the chairman has bought disreputation to the bank. They said, listen, we are known to be a squeaky clean bank. Things are fine with us. There's a lot of reputation, lot of trust, lot of credibility that our bank enjoys in this country. And by this step, by not disclosing as per what the court ordered, the chairman has bought disrepute to the bank. And according to Mr. Devidas Tuljapurkar, who is the General Secretary of Maharashtra, he says that this has resulted in damage to the image of the bank and has shaken the credibility of the bank on transparency and corporate governance. And thus, SBI chairman should step down. He said, it is not known as to whether he has taken the position on his own or has taken the board of directors into confidence, wherein government and RBI nominee should also clarify their position on the record. SBI chairman was granted extension by the government on completion of his term, and thus everybody apprehends that this act on his part is reciprocal. Very, very simple. See, like I said, everything now is a mess. Everything stings. The federation feels that, you see, this chairman was given extension. And was this an act of reciprocal thank you gift that he, after the court ordering him that the court has to get all the data before the 6th of March, even after the Supreme Court orders him, the Chief Justice of India orders him, he went out and said that, Baba, no, we have lots of silos, we require extension. The Employees Federation feels that, is it some kind of a reciprocal? was the board of directors taken into confidence before he went and told the court that I want extension, that too for 6 months till June? Was the board of directors taken into confidence? And the fact is, hasn't all of this put the credibility of State Bank of India, one of the world's largest bank, hasn't all of this put the State Bank of India's credibility at stake? I don't know what you think, but I think yes, by this particular statement that the State Bank of India went up and made to the Supreme Court asking for extension, I believe that there has been a dent in the credibility. I think that is a fact. So that's my topic number one. Now let's get into our topic of the day. Now let's first put the premises in place. The premises, again, what I said yesterday, I repeat today, is that as a country and as a citizen of this country, I have a right to know who is funding my political parties, how much they are funding my political parties. The reason I need to know who is funding my political parties and how much are my political parties being funded is because one of this political party is going to go on and form the government. The government that governs my life. The government that makes laws for me. Now the fact is, I need to know that I will be treated equally like any other citizens or entities in this country. If I think that somebody, some entity, some person is paying humongous amount of money to a political party and that political party goes on to form the government, then I have all the reasons to believe that that political party, which is now the government, may give the person, the entity who funded that political party, an extraordinary treatment. That particular entity or individual will have control, power over the political party that is now my government and the government which is governing me, which is looking after my welfare, which is forming laws, which is forming my laws. So I need to know that who is funding and how much is that individual stroke entity funding to which political party. Is that fair? Is that fair as a citizen? This is the question. I believe it is absolutely fair. In fact, I believe it is necessary. Now, there are three sets of questions that I received, because a lot of people question, and I will tell you there are three sets of questions that I receive. And I am going to answer those three sets to the best of my understanding. You see, the first set of questions that I received is saying that, listen, what happens to Parliament's promise? The Parliament of India, the government of India promised to the people that you donate to your favorite political party, your name will not be disclosed. What happens to that promise? Why would then people believe the government? Okay. You see, I understand, agree to the fact that the government had made a promise. But one also need to agree to the fact that one needs to see the promise made by the political party and a government at that particular point in time, whether that was for national interest, whether that was constitutional. The court said it is not. So, would you agree to the fact to go ahead with the decision that the parliament took, whether it is constitutional or not, and go ahead with it and execute it purely because the word has to be kept? Is that justice? My point is as follows. You are donating to strengthen the democracy. That is what a corporate body is donating, isn't it? A corporate body is not donating because they want to take favors. They are donating because they are supposed to donate because they are strengthening the democracy. If you are strengthening the democracy, what? Doing it secretly. You are possibly doing it secretly because you are funding one political party. You are excess funding one political party and you don't want everybody to know that you have excess funding that particular political party. Then the question, like I asked before, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? So if you are excess funding a political party, isn't the country supposed to know about it? Thirdly, you see, there is a law. A law that says that a company can only spend up to 7.5% of their profits and 10% of their revenues as far as electoral bonds are concerned. If you are spending more than 7.5% of your revenue and 10% of your profits in electoral bonds, who is going to find out? Because nobody is disclosing it. Nobody is disclosing it. Within that small group of bureaucrats, banks and others, if you manage to spend more, you manage to give more than 7.5% of your revenues, profits and 10% of your revenues, who will come to know? How is there going to be an audit? So isn't that fair that public comes to know about it? That is one. Secondly, is how do we know that 22,217 entities, they gave around 16,500 crore plus rupees, 7 lakh plus rupees per entity. How do we know that these entities, some of them are not shell companies, absolute shell companies who have paid the money? How do we know they are not? So the question is it in the larger interest of our nation that all these questions are kept unanswered and brushed under the carpet and we sit tight and we say nothing doing, nothing, everything is fine. We have to maintain our words, Baba. Is that fair? Is that fair? If that is fair, then yes, then you should not divulge their names. But if that is not fair in the larger interest of the nation, then because the entire process was not fair and we indulged in that process, so therefore our names coming out, I think one should take it in that sense of it for the larger interest of our nation. That's my point number one. My point number two is the second question people ask me is, "Arey, pehle to hota tha, tabhi tumko kuch nahi tha. Earlier on, did you know what? Who funded whom? Then you didn't ask. Now you're asking." First of all, in my entire fourth editorial, this is the fourth one, I guess, I have never mentioned a political party. I have never taken BJP's name or Congress's name or nobody's name. I am talking about a political party. And today, if BJP has got more out of electoral bonds, tomorrow Congress could get more out of electoral bonds, because people and a lot of donors, I'm not saying all, a lot of donors are not necessarily loyal to anybody. They are loyal to a person who is going to come into power, the political party who is going to come into power. That is the story. Now, that being said, yes, earlier on, there was a lot of cash, there was a lot of money in suitcases, which is what this gentleman writes, a lot of money in suitcases and all given. And that's precisely why the new government came and formed a new law. This new law was supposed to sort and rectify the old acts, bring transparency. Na khaunga, na khane dunga. That was it. My question is this new law sorting that problem? So you are replacing one law with another law, and without the problem being sorted, the problem remains the same. Is that good? Old wine in new bottle? Is that what we are trying to do? So the issue is, a water battery is not the solution to this. Water battery is not a solution to this. People 1,000 years back lived without electricity. But today, when a village does not have electricity, we come and shout saying that why does that village not have electricity? The water battery is 1,000 saal pehle liya diya tha un log, tabhi tumne kuch nahi bola. Is that an answer to the question? So that's my point number two. My point number three. The SC's verdict, a lot of people wrote, should have happened from today. Starting today onwards, all name should be disclosed. Theek hai na? Then it would be fair, because then if I am paying, I will know that my name is disclosed. Why should it be retrospective? Then you are doing unfair. No, again, coming back to the question number one, you told the donors that your name will not be disclosed. Now you are disclosing the name. May I ask you a question? When the SC scrapped 105(2) and 194(2) and they said that you can't accept money to vote in the parliament, to vote in the assembly, you can't accept money to ask a question in the assembly, to ask a question in the parliament, did we say that it should have been retrospective, it should happen from today onwards you can't take money? Did we say that? Why? Mahua Moitra may be tried now with that. There is no cover for Mahua Moitra. She would be tried if at all, I mean, if at all that goes to court, she will not be able to get immunity under 194, 105, 2. She will not be able to get immunity under that. If you don't know the topic I'm talking about, I will attach the editorial that I have mentioned this elaborately. So please go through that. The court said that you can't. It's wrong. It's wrong. The court overruled its own decision, its own judgment, taken by a 3-member bench, a 5-member bench, overruled it, saying that it is wrong. You can't take money and ask questions, or you can't take money and cast a vote to in Rajya Sabha or whatever and do cross voting. You can't do that. Court said it. That's over. So the point is, something which is wrong is wrong. Why should it be retrospective? A law was brought about. This law was brought about to bring about transparency. One realized that there is anything but transparency in this law. Electoral bond is anything but transparency. Kaun deta, we don't know. Kisko deta, we don't know. Kitna deta, we don't know. There is anything but transparency in this particular bond, in this particular act. And the court withdrew it. Now, last but not the least, a question that has been asked is, are you undermining the parliament? Is judiciary trying to undermine the parliament? Fir kaise function karega democracy? Very valid question. So this concept of judiciary looming large over the legislature, see, this is not entirely correct. Because see, it is not that the legislature is absolutely helpless and can't do anything. The legislature can pass a new law with a few changes here and there. They can pass a new law for funding and they can continue it. It is not very difficult, especially for the government which is absolutely powerful both in the Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha. They can pass a law. Not very difficult. So the question of judiciary superseding legislature and all, I think it is slightly over exaggeration. In fact, a letter has already been sent to the President of India. So, kaun sa parliament ke upar se jata hai? Kaun sa? How can the law supersede the parliament? These are the points that were addressed yesterday. These are the answers that I wanted to give. Please let me know again if you have your point of view. Please write your point of view. I will try to answer those also. And now on, I'm going to answer your queries. I'm going to answer the questions that some of you all ask me, because some of the questions are really, really interesting and some of the questions are really pertaining. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer those questions through my personal YouTube page, which is Sujit Nair Official. I'm going to attach my page, my personal YouTube page down, my personal Facebook page down, and I'm going to try and answer those questions. And I will try and do that on Sundays. I will answer each and every question that I feel is pertaining to my topic and the question that I think that should be answered. And I will pick up those questions and I will answer those questions for you. So do log into these two IDs too. And let's meet on Sunday, starting this Sunday. And let me answer those questions for you. Till I see you next time. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our cutting edge news app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.